Mark chapter 10, 33 and 34, Jesus said to his disciples, "See, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days he will rise." Mark 10, 33 to 34. On the one hand, Jesus used the term Son of Man to refer to himself and his coming glory. The prophet Daniel had predicted the term Son of Man to refer to the person to whom the earth and its fullness belonged. The disciples of Jesus had recently seen the Mount of Transfiguration, a preview of his future exaltation glory. On the other hand, Jesus here explained to his disciples the term Son of Man meant first for him being delivered over, being condemned, being mocked. The Son of Man must be spat upon. The Son of Man must be violently flogged and killed. Only after all of this, first, would he then enjoy a glorious resurrection and following that, more glory as the Son of Man. How could the term Son of Man bring both present suffering and future glory? How do present suffering and future glory fit together? Only the death and resurrection of the Son of Man shows us how suffering and glory fit together. In fact, it's summarized in one of the key verses of the book of Mark, Mark 10, 45. "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." A ransom for many in the place of many. This bread and this cup proclaim that. They proclaim that he paid that ransom price for us. We are part of the many to set us free from our own guilt. So tonight, as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we feast at the table of the Son of Man, who was violently killed and gloriously raised again. Like him, we're willing in our followership of him to give ourselves into present suffering for the service of others, that we might have future glory to give to him. Just as he gave himself for us, we give ourselves to him and into service of his people. Any suffering we face now on this pathway fits perfectly with the future glory that will be ours at this table renewed, the new table, the wedding feast of the Lamb table. At this table, in the present time of suffering with this bread and with this cup, our risen Savior calls us to serve and to suffer now, only afterwards to wait for our entrance into his glory. A reminder to parents of young children and visitors,